listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. A first-of-its-kind service that will deliver assessments to South Aussies at risk of autism has been announced. Funding of around $800,000 will ensure the free assessment and diagnostic program can be offered.
Our new program provides a 100% coverage of the cost of a diagnosis for young people with autism living in disadvantage. More information can be found on the officeforautism.sa.gov.au website.
That's Human Services Minister Nat Cook. Pilots will be out and about this Sunday, taking part in the feral deer eradication program. Culling will be taking place from Sunday to Monday, May 6, across Wattle Range and surrounds. For more information about closed forest areas, head to the Forestry SA Before You Visit webpage. It's been a busy few months for Limestone Coast emergency workers dealing with road traumas and wild weather. Professor Sam Harvey from the Black Dog Institute says it's important for struggling workers to use the free National Emergency Worker Support Service.
Our studies have shown about 1 in 10 emergency service workers or volunteers have mental health problems directly related to the traumatic and distressing scenes they have had to witness or be present at through their work.
And open gardens are proving to be popular across the Limestone Coast. More than 600 people attended the Stillwater Quince Fair in Penola last weekend, while 400 visited the Camelwold Garden. The SE Voice reporting the events had the backing of the Coonawarra Penola RSL and that close to $4,000 was raised. Another win from South Gambia had seen them sail to the top of the Limestone Coast footy ladder. The side had a 22-point win over North yesterday in a special Anzac Day clash. Round 2 will continue tomorrow when Millicent takes on West and East faces Casterton Sanford.